Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet Studios, Ed Morse is going to save you. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is South Florida High School Sports.com radio on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and streaming at WQAM.com.
And that is us for hour number two. Thanks so much. If you're just joining us and you may have missed the interviews in the first hour, just go to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page where it says On Demand. Click that and come down to where you see the South Florida High School Sports logo. And Dan Day will be putting all of our interviews up all night long. And you'll be able to revisit the last couple of weeks, if you'd like, or last couple of months, all our guests that we had. This is kind of a combination night, college, high school, recruiting. Certainly a lot of our teams are going strong in football. We have but one 8A team in Dade Broward Palm Beach that opted in. That's Miami Palmetto. And the Panthers have gotten by two Orlando opponents. Dr. Phillips 2 weeks ago beat them 10-0 and then went up and played Lake Nona this last week and beat them 9-7. It's been all about defense as they head to their game this week against St. Lucie Treasure Coast. And one of the players who's been a huge catalyst for this team, no matter where they ask him to play, he'll do it. He's a University of Miami commitment, and we're happy to have him, Breshard Smith. Breshard, thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations on the two playoff games. But this week is another week, and that defense has been playing lights out. Again, congratulations. Talk about that this football team and a couple of days away from playing to get one step closer to that dream, a state title.
Yeah, we just ready to play anybody.
Right.
Anybody in our way. We ready to play Space Coast. What's
whoever it is. Talk about this defense. You have to go against this defense every day in practice. It's not fun. The front seven strong, the defensive secondary strong. What makes Palmetto's defense so tough to move the ball against, Breshard?
Because we got a lot of good athletes on our defense, one of the best athletes in Florida.
No matter where you attack the defense, it's going to be tough. I mean, no matter if you, you go up front, you're going to meet Leonard Taylor, who's a man child. Your linebacking core is active. Your secondary, made up of guys that have done this for a long time. And yourself, and you have an opportunity, to go against them to get better, and it's made you better. When you're playing receiver, who's the toughest guy to go against?
I'll probably say Corey.
Because of his size or what?
No, we just go at it every day in practice. Just me and Corey go at it every day.
And getting you better, obviously. You guys will be, you'll be doing this for a long, long time. Talk about this team, because a lot of people, you know, you're like the ambassador here, because nobody really knows a lot about Palmetto, south end of the county. You know, you hear a lot about Columbus. They're the defending state champions. What about Miami Palmetto that you think people should know? I mean, because it's known as a defensive oriented team. Talk a little bit about your offense. Give your offense some props.
Our offense, we had a big loss with our quarterback, but I feel like we're doing good. We're getting yards. We're scoring enough points to win the game. So as long as we do that every week, we'll be fine.
And they put you against Dr. Phillips. You were nominated to get behind there and run the Wildcat like 24 times. Did it slow down for you? Did you have to do that this last week too, or you didn't run as much?
No, I didn't run as much. We all like shared the ball, different running backs.
That's good for your health too. I mean, you don't want to be banging into those big guys all night. Do you love the wide? Because I remember when you played running back. Do you like the wide receiver position?
Yes. I like both. It doesn't really matter to me.
Because you get your hands on the ball and you become that running back. Exciting to play. What do you think? And here's a good question. What do you think you have to work on personally, yourself, before you go to college? What's the one thing that Breshard Smith, or maybe a couple things that Breshard Smith has to work on to become the best player he can by the time you get to college?
I want to get faster.
Okay. How do you speed train? And stronger?
Work out more.
Yeah. And obviously you're excited about the opportunity college-wise. What was it about Miami? What did you say to yourself, hey, you know, I mean, this is going to be a program that I really like to be a part of. What was the reason? I mean, you're close by. Obviously, family could see you. That's important. But what was the other determining factors?
The love from the coaches, and also the coaches, their background. I like the background, Coach Rhett Lashley and Rob Likens.
And obviously, you felt comfortable where you fit in. Obviously, you fit in a lot of places on that team, but your speed, your athletic ability, your ball catching. I watched you 2 years ago, and I thought you were going to be one of the best running backs that I've seen, because you never quit. You're a hard runner, and obviously you do a lot of the same things as a receiver. If you can, in the closing minute or so, talk a little bit about, you know, what Coach Manasco has done. You know, it's his alma mater. He had a plan when he came back to build this program into one of the best. He's done that. Talk about him as a coach.
Coach Manasco, he's a really good coach. Like, a couple of years ago, Palmetto, like, never had a name. So, to be, like, the top schools in Florida, that really shows something about him. You're a really good coach.
Yeah, good stuff. Love Breshard, I appreciate you spending some time with us this evening. Best of luck this week. We'll catch up with you again. I know that Miami fans listening are excited for you to get on campus, but I know you got some unfinished business the next couple of weeks. Good luck, and we'll talk with you soon.
All right, thank you.
Okay, anytime. Breshard Smith, University of Miami commitment, wide receiver, right now making a huge difference with Palmetto as they make a run for an 8A state title. As you heard me kid him a little bit about having to carry the ball the first week when the quarterback was injured, I think six plays into the game, they called on Breshard to run the Wildcat for almost four quarters. And I'll tell you what, they hit him. He didn't get any cheap shots that night. So obviously it's exciting for Miami fans to get local athletes to get athletes who, you know, who will make a difference. And you know, you heard before, you know, talking in our first hour, you know, with Andrew Ivins, you don't want to see these kids leave anymore. You don't want to see them continually go to Alabama and to Indiana, as you saw the other night. They're stacked with Florida kids, 30-something of them. So that makes a huge difference. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game, visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. And also AutoNation. This is the reason we're here each and every Monday night, 6 to 8, also with Joe Rose and Zach Krantz on Thursday or Friday mornings, talking some of the games of the week. AutoNation doesn't just sell cars and trucks for less. They also buy them for a lot more. AutoNation will buy your car for cash. Appraisers will pay you top dollar for your vehicle, whether it's online or in store, and you're going to get a check right on the spot. So why sell your car anywhere else? Turn your car into cash today at AutoNation. And if you need service, AutoNation's service tech experts are ready to help. Oil changes, tires, batteries, collision repair, and a lot more. Whatever service you need, AutoNation tech experts can do it, and all for less. Plus, they sanitize every vehicle service, so you stay safe all the way home. To schedule service, appraise your car, or for the AutoNation store nearest you, visit AutoNation.com. When we come back, we talk to sophomore wide receiver Nathaniel Joseph from Miami Edison. Back to wrap things up with you on a Monday evening, South Florida High School Sports Radio Show, Larry Bluestein, Dan Day. As we said, AutoNation doesn't just sell cars and trucks for less. They also buy them for a lot more. AutoNation will buy your car for cash. Appraisers will pay you top dollar for vehicle online or in store. You'll get a check on the spot that you can deposit right away. So why sell your car anywhere else? Turn your car into cash today at AutoNation. And if you need service, AutoNation's service tech experts are ready to help. Oil changes, tires, batteries, collision repair, and a lot more. Whatever service you need, AutoNation tech experts can do it and do it all for less. Plus, they sanitize every vehicle service. To schedule service, appraise your car, or for the AutoNation store nearest you, visit AutoNation.com. And we close our Monday night show with a look at one of the teams that got started and then had a little bit of a hiatus and got it going last week in the playoffs, Miami Central. And veteran head coach Roland Smith is kind enough to join us on this Thanksgiving week. Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Also, thanks you know, for all the good things you've been doing for those kids. I know this hasn't been an easy thing for you guys this year, but you guys have risen above it and done a tremendous job.
Yes, Larry. Thank you. We have been doing a tremendous lot of things for our young men during this season. It's been one of the most unusual seasons that I had since I've been a coach over 28 years. But I enjoyed it because the kids wanted to opt in, and we opt in because we wanted to have a chance to play for a state championship. We only played 10 quarters so far. That made two games and a half a game against Edison. We didn't get a chance to finish our game against Edison because of the Lightning. And we also had two teams to opt out from playing us for whatever reason. But I'm just glad we're healthy. We're in the postseason. So we made it to the third round playing against Naples, one of the top teams in the state of Florida as well, a team we faced last year. We know we're going to be up for this tough task that's coming Friday night.
You know, Coach, when you take a look at it, this is so important for the seniors. You have seniors on your team who've been there from the first day. They've sacrificed. They've been leaders. They've learned a lot. Talk about this senior class.
Oh, man, this senior class has been with me for a while. You know, this class here has a lot to do with the building and building this program back up to the state championship. They helped those seniors last year win a state championship. They want to go out this year as seniors, as state champions. So they was the ones that I leaned on, you know, when I made the decision, as well as my coaching staff. And I made them aware of you know, what we was putting ourselves into by opting in. And I said, Coach, you know, we came in Central to win state championships and play in big-time games. And that's what we want to do. And I'm just so proud of them because those guys went through a lot with me, starting with Amari James and Amari Seymour and them. They've been with me the longest. They were with me for 4 years because they played with me as true freshmen. And I can recall we had to go up to Vegas when we had the hurricane shut down and we were the only team playing in South Florida. And we had to represent South Florida. And my little freshman went running wild in Vegas. And everybody was asking me, who is that kid? They knew about James Cook, but they didn't know about Amari James. But they found out early that he was going to be a player for me.
You know, Coach, when you take a look at, you know, we talk about the seniors, they had to have a lot of leadership, too, during this pandemic because they talked to the teammates probably as much as you guys did.
Yes, they do. I mean, everything I do, I run through my seniors and seeing that in team. These kids been together for a while. You know, they know each other. They play for each other. They love each other. You know, we have a family atmosphere at Miami Central, and they just love playing for themselves and the community and their parents. So I'm just proud of what they have accomplished and what they're trying to accomplish because at the end of the day, it's about the kids, not about the coaches.
Yeah, you're right. Coach Roland Smith joining us, head coach at Miami Central. When you see, you know, you brought up James Cook, you have a lot of kids that are playing college football around the country, and then you throw in Dalvin Cook, who's but the best running back in football right now. You got to get a lot of joy out of that to see these kids who have gone on and stayed the course and have made the grades and have done some great things. Talk about how you feel when you see all those kids representing, you know, or whether they come back and they tell you, hey, coach, I had a 4.0 GPA this year, or I had, you know, I did great in the classroom. How does it make you feel as a coach who's, you know, who's been a big part of their lives?
Oh, man, it made me feel real good about what they're doing. Just tonight we had Devontae Freeman FaceTime us while we was at practice today and spoke with myself and some of the kids out there and told the kids to continue to do what they're doing, how proud he is of them. Sorry he haven't been able to get around to see them and visit them and talk with them. And I was just letting them know that, you know, hey, whenever you get through, you know, with your season, to come by and speak to the kids. And he said, coach, I would like to come down, but while we're in season, with this pandemic thing, that, you know, we're not allowed to be out and go around a lot of places because they want to make sure we're able to be able to play. You know, and again, I'm saying, man, just take care of the season. And I appreciate you even thinking about us. And we try to represent you all to the fullest, you know, because you were the one that paved the way. You was in that first state championship team for Miami Central. And we're just trying to keep up the tradition that you all left there at the school. And he just let me know, and the kids know that how proud he was of us. And you're right. Anytime you see your former kids doing well in college and in pros, it makes you feel like a proud papa, you know. Juan Henry was at the game last game, and it was good to see him, you know, home from school, you know. And I would let them know, hey, man, come by the school, talk with the kids, let them know how your first year in college is going and stuff like that. And he said, no problem. So it's about the kids giving back, and it makes myself and my coaching staff feel proud when we see our young men go up to school and be successful, not only just in football, but also in the classroom, and going to get their degrees to finish up too as well, because, you know, football is don't last, the NFL stands for not for long, and I always let those guys know that it's a win-win situation when you go to school because you get your degree or your possibility to have a chance to play in the NFL, you know, because that goes a long way, that degree.
Coach, before I let you go, what is a must on your Thanksgiving table? What dish do you have to have? I mean, if you didn't have pumpkin pie or potatoes, what has to be on your dish Thursday? What has to be on that table?
I'm going to have a fried turkey on there, and I have to have some yams and sweet potato pie. I got to have that on that Thursday. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to be thankful just for being in the situation that we're in right now. I want to thank the Lord and thank, you know, thankful for living, and, you know, with all this stuff going on in our society, you know, we just need to stay healthy and, you know, make sure we're out there pulling a good performance this Friday for our community.
Good stuff. Coach, again, thanks so much for joining us. Happy Thanksgiving and good luck this week.
Thanks a lot, Lane, for having me. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys out there.
Good stuff. Roland Smith will end what has been an awesome show. 2 hours. Don't forget, if you missed anything, go to WQAM.com on demand, and Dan Day will take care of it. That's it. Have a great Thanksgiving, guys. Dan, you too. And we'll see you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.